6:19 on Five Breakfast. Dan Korda, Mudley Van Eerden, Polly Zondo, and Thabo Baloyi in with you on a throwback Thursday. That's also a Klein Vrijdag. That also feels a little bit like Tuesday because of the public holiday. And we are loving all of that. So it's time for Study Finds today. And for the first time ever, it's double barrel.
Study Finds on Five Breakfast.
So I've been doing a lot of research about cars because I don't have a car, right? As in, I don't own one. I haven't bought one. I've got a wonderful Suzuki Espresso that I'm driving everywhere and learned to drive in. But I don't have a car myself. And so I did some research and I found some extraordinary data. So a study came out a few months ago investigating young adults, so Gen Zs and millennials, who seem to have a very weird and new like relationship with cars that's different from older generations. So all of us, right? So here's my double-barreled question for you. After how many times on average, after how many breakdowns does somebody get a new car? Does that make sense?
Okay.
So after how many actual breakdowns where your car stops, does somebody actually get a new car, right? Or at least a car to replace that car. And the second part of the question is, what is the biggest reason why people don't want to get a new car? Half of all people, in fact. There's something about getting a new car that just sucks, and it actually stops people from getting them. So extra challenging today, but for the team's sake, double chance to get it right, because we know how competitive you are. Polly Zondo, have you ever had a car breakdown before?
I have quite a number of times.
How many?
In fact, too many.
Really?
Okay, maybe like four.
Can you jack up a car and change a wheel and everything?
No, I can't. But whenever it would break down, I would have to call my mom. You know, it was my not for hiding. It was my very first kind of because I was still learning how to drive. I didn't want to buy like an expensive car.
Right.
You know, I just wanted something that could take me from A to B. And it was a fourth hand, I think it
fourth
was, or a fifth hand.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with five times
in terms of
the number of breakdowns. Because after that, it becomes so unreliable. You know, you're just even scared of starting the car, of revving it up, because you know something is going to happen. So I think you give it like five opportunities.
Okay, and then what for you was the biggest ech about buying a new car?
Insurance. Yeah.
Okay, that's a very good guess.
Because with that first one, I didn't have insurance on it.
Because it was so rubbish.
Yeah, it was so, exactly. It would actually cost me more to pay for the insurance than
exactly.
to look after it. So it would have been that.
Okay, that's good. Mudley, how many breakdowns before the average young adult gets a new car?
I have no idea, but if this study was conducted on my family,
yes.
You practically wouldn't get a new car. We're actually quite reckless. My dad had a car for so long where the car would lose all power.
Wow.
Like it would actually go into like kind of a limp mode, and you suddenly then you had to get off of the highway immediately because the car lost all power.
My word, I'm so glad you're still with
us. He tried to fix the car. They never got it fixed, so he just like kept going in it and said, okay, but drive in the slow lane so it's easier to get off the road when you need to.
Oh my gosh.
The same with my car. My previous car, the shocks kept breaking, so the car would like hop up and down.
My
mom actually came to pick the car up to go give it into repairs, and she said she can't drive in this car for even like a minute.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous. So I don't know. I think like 10
breakdowns.
Maybe when the car physically breaks into little pieces.
Okay.
And you can't
like
fix
a
it
Lego
anymore.
Car. Okay, cool. And what is the biggest dissuader for most people to getting a new car?
I think just all the admin, you
yes.
know, all the documents you need to sign.
Oh, yes.
You need to be able to prove that you can afford the car.
Right.
You need to be able to pay it off.
Sure.
I think all of the admin.
Okay. Top of your head, how many breakdowns before a new car, the average young adult?
I think three.
Three.
I always believe in three tries. Three tries, you're out.
Okay.
Because obviously by the third time, you're just so tired of having to worry about, getting something fixed. Because you fix something, then the next thing, something else breaks.
Right.
And then you think, okay, maybe it's time I get another car.
Okay, and the biggest dissuader from getting a new car?
I think probably the costs. Cars are very expensive.
That's true.
I look at my car. It's got very basic features, but I know of cars that have fewer features that are more expensive than my car.
Oh, wow.
Cars are very expensive nowadays.
Okay.
I think the price of cars.
Okay, so yours is 3. Mudley's is 10. Holly's is 5.
Yeah.
Holly's is biggest dissuader is insurance. Mudley's is like paperwork. And Tabo's is cost. What do you think?
Another.